And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, my man, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Guess what time it is?
What time is that, Bobby?
Oh, my God. Can you hear the Christmas bells, man? It's Christmas bells. It's our birthday. It's everything if you're a trout fisherman right now, man. This is like the best period. Well, you know, it's hard to argue with that fall fishing, but, buddy, I tell you, when it comes to good numbers and good size, this is the kind of year we're looking it up all. We're right just on the brink of that full moon in May. You know, the thing we got to keep our fingers crossed is we have some decent weather to go along with it. Obviously not the weather we've had earlier this week. That's been a bit challenging for the fishing. But, man, if we get any kind of decent weather next week, everything's in place. There's tons of bait that has shown up. A lot of the brown shrimp have shown up. The croakers, the bait shops are telling me that the croakers are unbelievable this year, and we think that possibly a product of the lack of shrimping that's been going on. Who knows? But for whatever reason, all the bait's shown up, and needless to say, that's when the fish are right on their tails. And, you know, we'll get that full moon spawn trigger next week, about the middle of the week, man. So get those waders out, get those rods spooled up, get them ready to go, man.
I want to pick
hooks on the lures.
Hey, let me pick your brain on that, though, because the full moon's a week from today, right? But when... I mean, it's not just the day of. I mean, when do you start saying, okay, this is how many days out do you think it's?
Three days either side of it really is about the real magic period. 5 days before and then more like 3 days after, you're starting to get some influence from it, you know. So you'll see a lot of that activity starting to occur, you know, as early as this coming weekend. You'll probably start to see some of that activity. And by that, I mean these big schools of spawning fish with big fish mixed in that are always willing to eat. You know, a lot of times, you know, with not so much with trout species, but with other species of fish, they don't feed while they're spawning. That's completely opposite with trout. They aggressively feed when they're spawning. And this being, you know, one of their peak spawns, they're really loaded with roe. So you get, you know, the same fish you'll catch in October, November, December, the fish you'll catch, you know, next week or anytime in the next week or so will probably weigh a pound and a half more if you catch a 27 or 28 inch fish. So you get that roe, that bonus, because they're so laden with roe right now, and that roe is so dense it really adds to the weight of the fish.
That's right. Finally, that trout you told everybody that weighs 5 pounds might actually weigh 5 pounds when you put it on the digital scale.
Yeah, that's
hey,
right.
Bobby, where are you? Are you still drifting looking for slicks? Are you posted up? Where should people think about fishing this in May?
Sean, I know your listeners hate us when we talk like this, but this is the time of year where you can do anything. You can do anything and catch fish. If you like slip corking at the gas rigs or the structure in the bay or the sound with bait, that's going to work for you. If you like wade fishing like you and I do, that's what I like to do this time of year, because that's where I've caught the biggest fish that my biggest personal record fish, and a lot of really big fish getting in the water with them. So I like doing that. And then everything in between. You can do fishing over grass flats or oysters, looking for those fish slicks while they're spawning. You know, again, you can do the live baiting thing if you want to do that. You know, you take a place like the shoals where you have a lot of current. You can, you know, drift a popping cork like you would, like, say, a piece of structure out in the bay. You can drift a shallow popping cork with a live bait on it, and that's going to work. So, you know, any place that you've caught fish and you get around them this period, you're going to catch some fish. You just, you know, just look for those, that, you know, the bait's everywhere. So, you know, the formula, probably a big thing to look for is just making sure you're fishing, you know, water clarity that's suitable to catch the right size fish. And that's going to be a function of where the wind lets you go. So that's kind of the reason I prefaced the whole thing with keeping our fingers crossed that we have some good weather next week.
That's for sure. Tell folks how they get a trip booked with you and the A-Team to go chase some trout.
A-teamfishing.com is the easiest way. Either call us or hit us on the email contact form, and we will get you fixed up.
Thank you, Captain Bobby. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Okay, old buddy, blow them waders off and come on, get in the water with me.
I love it, man. I'll be there. That's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, Grander Marine, and McConnell Buick GMC.